Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. And how was church yesterday? My God gave us a marvelous, marvelous turkey dinner Sunday. Wonderful crowd. It was great weather, and decisions were made for Christ. The baptism of waters were stirred. A great spirit all day. Great fellowship. Good to see some radio listeners come, and pleasure meeting some of you. And what a great day the Lord gave us. We had a wonderful service in the evening as well, with testimonies and of God's goodness. And boy, I'm so thankful for the church and for the many, many who served and got out flying, and who prayed and prepared and who worked. God gave us a wonderful, wonderful Lord's Day here at Bible Baptist Church. And I hope you had a great Lord's Day where you were. I hope you're in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And most importantly, that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed as we head into another week. Just about 10 days away now from Thanksgiving Day. And we're looking forward to that. That's one of my favorite holidays of the year. No presents, no gifts, just a time to be grateful and thankful to the Lord for all that he's done for us, and what a good God he is to us. And so why not make every day a Thanksgiving day here in the month of November? Now, if your Bible's nearby, why don't you go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. In John 14, 15, 16, Jesus is preparing his disciples for his departure. And he tells them in verse 1 of chapter 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus is going to be leaving, and he's trying to encourage his disciples. They're sorely disappointed. They expected a kingdom. They expected earthly reward. They expected Jesus to be the king now. Have you ever been disappointed? Have you ever received disappointing news? Well, then Jesus' words to his followers are words for us. Let not your heart be troubled. When you don't understand, let not your heart be troubled. When a loved one dies unexpectedly, let not your heart be troubled. When the child leaves home in rebellion, let not your heart be troubled. When afflictions and trials come your way, let not your heart be troubled. Others will wring their hands. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Others will turn to a bottle or a needle. But Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Others may turn to violence and lash out. But Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Now, in order for your heart to not be troubled, Jesus asks us to exercise faith. Faith is dependence upon God. Faith is my confidence in God. And here, Jesus is asking us to exercise faith. Now, faith must have an object. Nobody can just have faith. Faith has to have an object. Your faith must be in something. So when Jesus says here, for your heart not to be troubled, you have to be faith. You have to have faith. Faith in what? Well, first of all, faith in a person. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is telling them, though they're going to beat me, believe in me. Though they're going to lie about me, believe in me. Though they will whip me, believe in me. Though they will crucify me, believe in me. Though they will bury me, believe in me. Don't give up your faith in me. Why? Because there is salvation in none other. The Bible says in Acts 4 and verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. In Philippians, Paul would write, God has given him, Jesus, a name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I'm saying my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, a solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Oh, we may be persecuted, but I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus Christ. We may be afflicted, but I'm going to keep my faith in Jesus Christ. We may suffer physical diseases, but I'll keep my faith in Jesus Christ. Terrorists may attack. Illegal immigrants may come in. But keep your faith in Jesus Christ. There may be corruption in government. There may be lying politicians. There'll be a volatile economy. There's an uncertain future. People fighting personal problems, physical issues, relationship issues. But keep your faith in Jesus Christ. My faith is in a person, and that's the only way there's salvation. Salvation is not faith in a church. Salvation is not faith in a creed. Salvation is not faith in myself. Salvation is not faith in good deeds or good works. Salvation is in a person. My faith in Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus is saying, have faith in a person. And then he's saying, have faith in a place. He says, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus is in heaven preparing a place for us now. What a place heaven is. The Bible says, gates of pearl. Streets of pure gold, a crystal clear river of life that leads to the throne of God. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. A haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. No sickness, no pain, no sorrow, no death, no hospitals, no funeral homes, no sirens, no doctor's offices, no pollution, no alcohol. No cigarettes, no drugs, no crime, no police, no violence, no wars, no fighting, no cursing, no sin, no immorality, no television, no movies, no computers, no cell phones, no rock music, no country music, no rap music, no liberalism, no political correctness. On and on and on. I'm glad for heaven for the things that won't be there, but I'm also glad for the things that will be there. The Bible will be there. The people of God will be there. The songs of God will be there. Joy will be there. Happiness will be there. Contentment will be there. Satisfaction will be there. Loved ones will be there. But best of all, Jesus will be there. Thank God for a place called heaven. I'm prepare a place for you. Heaven is a prepared place. For a prepared people. My grandmother's there. My grandfather's there. My father's there. My mother is now there. My brother is there. My father-in-law, my mother-in-law are there. Pastors that influenced my life growing up through college and in the early ministry, they're now there. Oh, my friend, what a great reunion day that'll be that day. But best of all, Jesus will be there. What a day that will be. When my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. Jesus is saying, let not your heart be troubled. Have faith in a person, Jesus Christ. Have faith in a place, heaven. And then thirdly, have faith in a promise. Verse number 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. I will come again. Faith in a promise, faith in a person, Jesus, faith in a place called heaven, and faith in a promise, the return of Jesus Christ. I will come again. That's a certain promise, my friend. That promise is sure. That promise is closer to being fulfilled today than it ever has been before. Now, the Bible says it'll happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15. I don't know how they measured a twinkling of an eye. They say it's 1/1000th of a second. Now, they tell us that light traveling from the furthest star at 186,000 miles per second would take 500 million years to reach Earth. Well, my friends, I got news for you. Jesus will do that in 1/100th of a second. And it could come today. Do you live as if he could come today? Don't talk to me, Pastor. Look at what's happening in the Middle East and look at the problems with Israel and look at the nations lining up. Oh, don't you think Jesus is coming soon? My friend, if you believe that, you'd been in church yesterday. If you believe that, you'd be in church Wednesday night. Because the Bible says, we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, listen, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Oh, if you see that day approaching, then you ought to have a great desire to be with God's people and to gather with God's people. If you knew Jesus was coming Wednesday, would you be in church Wednesday night? If you knew when he was coming, what would you be doing? Well, he could come today. It's the blessed hope of the believer. All things are now ready. As Apostle John would write, even so come, Lord Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled. Jesus is coming again. Maybe today my Lord will come for me. Maybe today my Savior I shall see. Maybe today from sin I shall be free. Jesus will come and I will go home. It may be today. Have faith in a person. Jesus Christ. Have faith in a place, heaven, and faith in a promise. He's coming again. The Bible says there'll come a day when the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then the Bible says, comfort one another, encourage one another with these words. Oh, I tell you, I'm encouraging you. Jesus is coming back. Well, what about this nation? What about that war? What about this? Hey, everything is lining up just the way the Lord said it would. Everything's going according to his plan. And one day the trumpet's going to sound and we're going to be gone. It'll happen quickly. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, will you be ready to go? Is your faith in the person of Jesus Christ? Do you believe he died on the cross for your sin? That he suffered and bled and died for you? That he was buried and he rose again the third day. And that if you by faith call upon him as your Savior, you'll be saved. You'll be born again. Oh, my friend, if you have done that, praise the Lord. You'll go to heaven and be with the Lord. If you haven't, could I urge you to do it today? Now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Call upon the Lord while he's near. Put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Savior. I like what the songwriter wrote. There's coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky, and no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day, that will be. What a day that'll be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day, that will be. And it might be today. I have faith in that promise. That he's coming again. And I hope you do too. Well, let that carry us through this Monday, all right? I hope you have a great Monday. Again, we're basking in the glow of a great Lord's Day yesterday. I hope you are as well. And we look forward to continuing to serve the Lord this week. And I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. I appreciate those of you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. If we can help you at all with a prayer request, praying with you, or just rejoicing in a blessing, would you let us know? Call the church office or drop us an email. Bob's going to give that information here at the close of the broadcast, and we'd love to hear from you. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.